our friend Zach, young Zach, producer of The Morning Ride, which you can catch every single weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on Talk Radio 570 KVI, went to check out the live-action remake, but still has a digital dragon, of How to Train Your Dragon. Zach, didn't this movie just come out not too long ago, and I mean the original one?
No, it's from my childhood.
Okay, well, your childhood was like 5 minutes ago. Maybe I'm dating myself.
It came out in 2010.
2010.
So 15 years ago.
Okay, all right, just checking. So tell us, how was the movie?
How dare you?
Speaking
exactly.
of children.
Yeah, exactly.
Actual children. Well, I'll tell you what I told the nice lady with the clipboard. And there were some kids in the theater, and I was envious that this is the film that they got to make their How to Train Your Dragon. Mm-hmm. Because it was better. Of course it's better than the 15-year-old animated version of How to Train Your Dragon. But, you know, as someone going to see it again, was it better enough that it deserves my money? No.
Well, I would say, put it this way, is that if the first one hadn't come out, would you have thought this was that one? Like, for example, I think about Braveheart. I love Braveheart. I love that movie no matter how historically inaccurate or badly filmed it is. I love that movie. But I always say if it hadn't come out, Patriot might have had a better chance of being Braveheart.
Sure.
Patriot's a good movie. Yes, they both have Mel Gibson, whatever the case may be. But do you think if the animated version had to come out, people would have as much acclaim for this one?
Oh, absolutely. It's a blockbuster hit already, and I don't understand why. I mean, Rotten Tomatoes, the popcorn score from the audience is like 98%, and I can't help but think, did you not see the first one? I mean, this film, as opposed to some of the other remakes, like obviously Snow White bombed, but even Mike and I were kind of talked about equating this to Lion King, because
sure.
you have it's a live action remake, but not really, because there's still CGI.
Gotcha.
So it was somewhat comparable, but Lion King changed so much about it that it was still interesting to go see this film. And this is the first live action remake that's not Disney. And that was kind of, I was interested to see what DreamWorks going to do. And it turns out they're going to do what DreamWorks does and do something not quite as good as Disney.
So the dragon looks exactly the same.
Yeah. And we talked about that in reference to Lion King as well. When you're talking about a 2D animated lion versus what we can do is, CGI now with the hair and making animals look like animals and all this sort of stuff. That was impressive. But a cartoon dragon, we were able to get just about the same level of animation on a scaly dragon 10, 15 years ago that we are able to now. So that wasn't immediately striking or impressive. Kind of the same way when Avatar came out. That mm-hmm. was so groundbreaking and incredible to see. And then you see the newest Avatar, and it's kind of, it's about the same.
Kind of saw that already. Yeah.
Well, and this is particularly kind of confounding to me because, as far as I know, you've seen the movie, Zach, but like basically it's the same movie down to the fact that you've got like Gerard Butler returning as the dad.
They brag about it. It's no secret that this is a shot for shot remake. They're proud of
it. Right. And a lot of the same movie makers, like the same mm-hmm. director, a lot of the same writers. Yeah. In fact, I saw some articles over the weekend saying like, oh, well, you know, if we're going to do it, we're going to be the ones that do it. And I'm kind of struck with a little, like, what's the point other than to literally make money? This thing cleared $83 million over the weekend.
That's
why they did
it. It's made more money than any other How to Train Your Dragon film in the series. And to me, it seems like it's maybe more of like a George Lucas thing for them. Like,
yeah.
I want to, now that they believe in this story and they want to make it, I want to make it the way I wanted to make it. And so for the filmmakers, I kind of get it. As someone going to see it, it's the same. It's better. Of course it's better, you know, but it's the same. So on some of these other remakes where you're waiting to see what's different and spot these differences and see what they do with it, that's not the case in this one. But if your kid hasn't seen the animated, take them to this.
So it sounds like your frustration is not that there's anything wrong with the movie.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Right, you're just frustrated that it's literally the exact same thing as the first one.
Yeah, and so if DreamWorks tries to, we've talked about, well, are they going to go and do a live-action Shrek now? I don't know that I'd be eager to go because I think it would just be the more this. It'd be the same movie done again.
Gotcha.
Zach, you had asked me about a week or so ago before you went to go see this movie. I think we were giving away tickets to it. And you had said, well, this is my childhood. This is basically what Transformers is to you, Mike. And I could see that to an extent. And one of the things that it feels like this movie kind of misses is that it doesn't give you the opportunity to come back to this more grown up. Like there's there's a version of this where, not to put words in your mouth, but something where you have liked it if like the storytelling was a little more sophisticated or a little more mature. It's like something for 20-something-year-old Zach as opposed to 5-year-old something.
Yeah, this
Zach.
Could have been a PG-13 movie, and I get why they don't do that, but it could have had more of that kind of tone to it where it was, it's an intense story. It's an emotional story, and they could have told it in a more adult way to appeal to the Gen Z nostalgia vein that we're kind of striking on with Lilo and Stitch and now How to Train Your Dragon. And if we're doing these remakes, I just think it's got to be something different.
You can up it. And actually, you could do a kind of thing where also you do a re-release of the cartoon where you say, hey, you want to go see the kiddie version or you want to go see the more adult version if the kids are a little younger, kids are a little older.
Yeah.
That's something that could be done.
Let me throw this at you guys. And I brought up Transformers for a reason because one of the stories that went kind of viral in my fandom space is there was a BotCon over the weekend and director Josh Cooley, who directed Transformers 1, the latest cartoon movie that did not do very well at the box office, he confirmed that Paramount has no interest in a Transformers 1 sequel. And I think what we're seeing now is that cartoons are kind of passe. I think the way forward now is kind of like this How to Train Your Dragon, this Lilo and Stitch. I think that's what we've conditioned audiences to want. So they didn't want a fully animated CG Transformers movie. They want the live action aesthetic type of thing. And I think that's what contemporary audiences have been conditioned to want. So I don't think this is going to end anytime soon. And I think we're seeing where this is going to go in the future. I think we're actually going to see less animated movies and it's going to be more of this hybrid digital type of thing going forward.
I was having this discussion with my wife and daughter, where we're talking about Brave. Brave would be the next obvious one to do after How to Train Your Dragon.
Sure.
Because, okay, you got the bear thing. But for the most part of that, you could do that with real people most of that movie. And that's actually ripe for a live-action remake, something like that. So, Zach, overall, your review is if you haven't seen How to Train Your Dragon, go see it. But if you have seen it, would you say see the cartoon or see this one?
This is, I think, a better version, hands down. I just think if you know the cartoon and you've seen that cartoon, but if you've seen the animated and you love the animated, there's no reason to go spend your money to see this. There's nothing there for you. It's not that different, but this is better, and it's a good movie, and we know it's a good movie because we've all fell in love with it so much they felt they could do well on a remake, and they've proven that they can.
Well, Young Zach, thank you very much for stopping by and helping us out today. Don't forget, you can catch Young Zach on The Morning Ride every single weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.